Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Monday mornings between 8 and 8.30, we have Cam Smith online. Now, Cam does have a few daughters there in the crew, in the Smith crew. I'm interested to know the impact of Reece Walsh. Cam Smith in our Gold Coast studios. Good morning to you.
Good morning, fellas. How are we going?
Really good. Like, there's so much to cover on a Monday morning. I mean, there's some serious as well, but Maddie Russell and I were at Campbelltown on Saturday night, and I've gone on record today, Cam, as saying, and I've followed, as you know, rugby league all my life, and gone along since I was a little boy and had heroes. I don't think I've seen anything bigger than Reece Walsh. The adulation of kids in particular, all want, like little kids in the southwest of Sydney, going to the trouble of making signs to go along to a game to just show their support for a player, not teams, just to support a player. What impact has he had with the Smith kids? Reece Walsh, observed.
No, they're big fans, the three little Smiths. They're big fans of Reece and what he does. And I think, you know, given the way he plays, fellas, I think is the main factor here. Like, he's so fast, he scores a lot of tries, he sets up tries. I think just the way he goes about it, you know what I mean? He's got those fancy eyes, those beautiful little eyes that he has, and the locks, the beautiful hair when he's running along in space. But yeah, I just think kids love that, right? Like when you're little, like take yourself back to when you were young boys. Like, it was all about the flashy players, right? The guys that were really fast and could make breaks and score tries, and they're the ones that you wanted to follow, not the guys that made 50 tackles every week and you know, helped their team to victory. It was all about the one scoring points. So but you know, like he's a likable guy. He's very friendly with the crowd. Spends a lot of time, you know, going around getting high fives and taking selfies and giving autographs and all that sort of stuff. No matter where he goes, it's not just at home when they play at Suncorp. It's everywhere. But he's running hot at the moment, isn't he, Walshy?
Can you imagine how popular Cam Smith would have been had he painted his fingernails? Did it ever cross your mind, I might paint the fingernails black for tonight's game?
No. No, Matty. No, not once. Not once did I ever think I might just paint my fingernails. But, they're a bit different now.
Well, Cam, listen to this. Rhino Mike has texted in off the back of Andrew Voss's love affair for Reece Walsh this morning. Morning, Matty. Can you tell your offsider that we don't need to hear about his love affair for a Queenslander? The way he's carrying on about Walsh, he'll need to take an AVO out against the SEN host.
Oh, please. Rhino Mike, come on. I'm just telling you what I observed. My life is rugby league. I go to three and four games every week. I have since I was a little boy. You know, gone along to games. And I've seen superstars, Cameron, like when E.T. was around. And yeah, he was superstar and junior and Sterlo and others. I'm just saying what I witnessed, and with my own son, Harry, you know, he goes along, oh, I want to get a photo with Reece Walsh. And then others, my producer Lee says, these girls, they're not interested in rugby league. They're interested in Reece Walsh. Like, he makes them watch. They want to be part of it. And others, and I'm saying he mightn't be floating the boat of the 50-pluses, you know, rugby league. They see him as a lair and all of that. But dip your hat to a different generation. Reece Walsh is great for our game.
Well, he's massive because he's spreading the word of rugby league, right? But you got to think about it. Like, we're living in a very different world now to when we were young, right? So like all of this social media stuff, Reece is my kids have shown me some things where, like, my young bloke, he comes up and goes, look at this, Dad, Reece Walsh is live on I think is it Snapchat? I don't know how it all works, right? But he I'm like, what do you mean?
He's
like,
Cameron Smith, he's like, live on Snapchat. Yeah, okay.
Like, so I'm like, what do you mean? And he shows me the phone, and he's at home playing like one of these video games, but you can stream into his account, right? And you can watch him live at home. So what he's doing is, like, you got to understand this, fellas. Like, he's living in the world of all these young people, right? So they've all got access to him. So that's why a lot of the players are so well known these days. Like, when you think of some of the greatest players to play our game, like, you know, Thurston, Slater, I'm just naming a few in my era, Lockyer, Joey Johns, even go back to those earlier days, like you said, Vossi, you know, like an E.T., Alfie, all the way back. If these platforms were around when these players were playing.
That's a fair point.
Huge also.
Snap poll. If we live streamed one of us three, at some point today, my followers, whoever they would be, could watch me packing some boxes down the warehouse. What about you, Matty? What's exciting? What's the least exciting thing you're doing today?
I'm going to listen to Graham Annesley's weekly football briefing.
You watching Graham Annesley?
In readiness for NRL tonight. That would, you know.
Cameron, what's the most boring thing you're doing today that you could live stream, and we'll do a little test between the three of us? Who gets the most watches and views?
Well, I'm going to go jump on my ride on Mara after this and go mow my lawn. So I'll live stream that.
You win, I guarantee.
Point of view vision. That'd be nice. Now, can we talk separation, as in Appy Coruscant? Now, is it time we review what is re-gripping a ball and all the rest? And I'm not convinced that this is just one moment out of the weekend, and, you know, not going to live on or die on this hill on this matter, but I watch it and I think it's just so wrong. We're taking a try off one frame, like 1/25th of a second.
Yeah.
The bunker claimed that the ball came away from the hand. And I'm still not convinced that a finger still wasn't on it. It may have come away from the palm of his hand, but he still had a finger on it. You know what I mean? Like, his fingers were still touching, but it was away from the palm of his hand. Do you think, like, the re-gripping of the ball, should we be refereeing the game that way, Cameron? Looking that through such a microscope?
Well, I think now with all this technology, right, and the super slow-mo replays, that's why they break it down to the nth degree, like the bunker, is because if they don't, then they'll be criticised. They'll be like, well, you know, a lot of people will say, well, we seen some space between the hand and the ball there, like in those super slow replays. Why don't we rule that a knock on? I think for the majority, most of us would be happy to award that try. But I think just with the technology now, like that's why the bunker goes to the nth degree. And sometimes it's a little bit frustrating when we go replay for replay for replay, and all of a sudden we haven't seen football played for several minutes. But it's there, and, you know, so they use it to try and get what they feel is the right decision.
Yep. If we're going to stop it down frame by frame to identify that, even though, Vossi, I know you say the fingers were on the ball the whole way. Let's assume that didn't happen, even though I know you are adamant that it did. Let's assume that there's one frame there whereby there is separation between hand and ball. Well, if you then go to the following frames, there is hand back on ball, where
on
I would
ball.
Argue
right.
that it has been re-gripped. You can't use a frame re-grip. By frame to say separation and not say, well, frame by frame, there's a re-grip. So I think there's a try there, probably on the fact that his fingers stayed on the ball like you say, Vossi. But as I say, I think there's a re-grip.
Re-grip, yeah. The league say you've got to re-grip with two hands before it hits the ground. Well, no, not when you're... The ball is in the, you know, the crook of the wrist and...
Yeah.
And hand, and then he re-grips to stretch out. You know, I don't think he lost. Put it this way. Common sense to me says he's knocking my door down saying he scored that try. He did not lose control of the ball, and that's all we should be judging. Mm. He did not lose control of it.
If we're allowing players to re-grip, which is the new interpretation, right, why do they have to have two hands? Because not every try-scoring opportunity you can reach out with two hands. Sometimes it's got to be with one hand. So why does it have to be with two hands, Vossi?
And look at the way Joey Manu carries the ball in one hand
That's
half the time.
Right. That's right, mate.
Good point.
Clearly
good point.
Got a grip on the ball quite clearly. If you go back to Anzac Day, Cameron, two clubs who did this round so sensationally. Sydney 60-18 against the Dragons. Yep. Mm. Your Storm 54-20 against South. Did one team do it better than the other? Who was the better out of those two?
I was really impressed with the Roosters. I really didn't see that scoreline coming. Given that the Dragons, Matty, had come off two wins, they were up and about, and I think a lot of people gave them some hope. I thought that was going to be a really close game. I tipped the Roosters to win, but not in that fashion.
We both tipped the Dragons, to underline your point.
Really?
There
you go. Yeah, so look, they come into that game high on confidence. They had a couple of really strong victories. And that was the first time I'd really had an up-close look at the Dragons, and they are a big side. So I was thinking to myself, look, if the Roosters don't get on top early in the middle here, like this could go the way of the Dragons, particularly when Victor Radley was ruled out the day before. So, but yeah, the 60 points, what a victory that was. I thought it was, you could probably say it was slightly better than Storm, given... And look, I'm not trying to, you know, bag the Rabbitohs here, but I just thought that was going to be a Storm victory. And I thought, yeah, leading up to it, it was going to be a strong victory, you know, and it turned out to be that way. So probably a little bit more impressed with the way the Roosters got that win. 60 points was just incredible.
Cameron, I went without licence this morning. Another statement said I'm on the Tane Milne incident from that game. Then when we, on our show on Friday morning, we didn't know what sentence he was going to get, but I was thinking 6 weeks would be in the ballpark. I went ahead and said, I reckon every player in the game would want a strong penalty, say that was just an ordinary act. That it comes back as two matches. Have they got that too light? Like, Matt, you made the point earlier this morning. Like, I thought clear intent. If ever you could say an incident had intent,
yes,
there was intent there. Like, how can that come back at 2 weeks? Do you support 2 weeks, or have you got a number in mind for how many weeks Tane Milne should have been put out for?
Well, what was the charge for? Was it Cherry Evans and who was the other player?
Lakoatu.
Didn't they get offered 2 weeks? As well for their tackle.
Yep. If they take the early play, it'll be 2 weeks.
Like, seriously, 2 weeks for that, and then 2 weeks for the Tane Milne thing. Like, there was intent there, and it was a brain snap. That's the only way I can describe it. There was 4 seconds left on the clock, boys. All Tane had to do was just stand up and let the tackle be completed, and the game would have been over. But he chose to dive in at Munster's legs he didn't even have his arms wrapped. He was sort of head first and hit him with his shoulders, and That's a big no-no. Like, all players know, referees allow you to go in and tackle around the legs, but it can't be from the front. There's a very dim view of diving in, you know, from the front of the player carrying the football, because the only position that knee joint can go is backwards, and that's not a natural movement. So, you know, to only have 2 weeks for that, and you're looking at other tackles that were really nowhere near in the same ballpark as far as danger to the ball carrier. But this is an ongoing thing, right? Like, with the MRC and like the charges and non-charges and just not getting it right. Like, I think he should have got at least four.
Yep, I'm with you. I would have been, I thought six, but yeah, four, certainly. A good month. Like, you were putting have a month to think about, Tane, how you want to carry yourself next time you run out on a football field.
So thankfully, Cam Munster was okay, and he can play game 200, the Titans hosting Melbourne on Saturday. When it comes to that Melbourne lineup, we saw Xavier Coates go off, unfortunately, with an injury, but maybe maybe Suafalongo makes his return to the NRL this week. He played for the North Bears on the wing on the weekend, maybe with a view to coming into NRL.